The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 2, Gráinne and the Cauldron of Dagda, by Triona Campbell. Episode 1.
Tell me a story, Granny Gráinne, please.
Are you sure? Sometimes my stories can be a bit frightening, Muckery.
Please, tell me about the first time you went to sea, Granny. I want to hear that one.
Well, your mother suggested this book. But all right, settle in. Let me tell you how it began. But I warn you, this is not a story for the faint of heart. I was at a party.
On a boat?
Shh. Child, do you want to tell this story, or shall I?
Sorry, Granny.
As I was saying, at that time, things were not as they are now. I was at a celebration. Candles in the main hall glowed. Music and the smell of cakes were in the air. Madra was, as usual, hiding underneath the long table, eating everything she could get her paws on. Everyone was there. Flaherty had just turned 14. His birthday and the present my father gave him. A gift I wanted very much for myself. That is where this story begins.
1, 2, 3. Over here.
Where?
This way.
Where are you, Gráinne? I can't see you.
I'm going to win.
1, 2, 3. I can see your eyes.
You cannot.
Have a game of cards.
Play another game with us.
Are you not too old to be playing blind man's bluff?
Never.
She wants to play because she always wins.
I can't help it if I'm better at sensing things.
It's because she cheats.
You lose because you lack imagination. I win fair and square. Play again and you'll see.
First, I need to give Flaherty his birthday gift.
Chief?
It's time. You asked before and now I think you are ready. Flaherty, I've written to your parents and they have agreed. You can join us on our next trading voyage. We set sail in 2 days.
A voyage?
Yes. You do as the captain tells you and you will learn from the best, Flaherty. Donal will also be with us and he can talk us through how we trade when we get to Lisbon.
Thank you. It's the best birthday present I could ask for. Gráinne, can you believe it? I'm going on a voyage.
I'm happy for you, Flaherty.
Now, Gráinne, what was that game you wanted us to play?
Sorry, Father. I've just seen Madras under the long table again. I should get her out before she eats herself sick.
Gráinne.
Gráinne, play with us.
I'll be back. Madra, turn show. It's just you and me, Madra.
Gráinne.
Mother.
I saw you leave the party, child. That's not like you.
Madra was...
Don't try and fool me. You're upset.
Dad is bringing Flaherty on his next voyage.
He's 14 now, Gráinne.
And when I'm 14?
We talked about this, Gráinne. It's different for you. Flaherty has wanted this for a long time. Can't you be happy for him?
And what about me?
Oh, Machree. If wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. You can sail around the islands. Just not on long voyages. You know your father's men are superstitious. Isn't what you have enough? Come. Let's go back to the party. Go inside. Smile for our guests.
There you are, Gráinne. Isn't it amazing?
Yes. I'm happy for you, Flaherty. What's that sound? Madra?
Gráinne.
Druid? Is this a dream?
Something in between, child. I needed to speak with you.
Why?
I can't stay too long. I'm here to give you a warning, Gráinne.
So, this is a nightmare then?
Youth wasted on the young, quiet and listen. There is an evil on the ocean. It will cause a terrible hunger to come to your lands. You have to stop it.
I don't understand.
But you would understand if you listened instead of interrupting. The natural order is out of balance. There is much to say, but... but my power is fading.
Druid? Druid? It must have been a dream. What do you think it meant?
Your dream?
It was like a dream, but different. I mean, I can recall everything the druid said. I don't usually remember my dreams.
I think it means that you ate too much. That's all.
But it felt real.
What felt real?
Nothing, Mother.
Grania had a bad dream.
Flaherty!
It's your mother, Grania. She'll get out of you eventually. You know that.
It was just a dream. I saw the druid. He was trying to send me a warning about evil on the seas. Hunger coming to the land. It sounds silly.
Dreams sometimes have hidden meanings, McCree. Are you worried about your father going on this voyage?
No. I mean, he's done it before with Donal.
Then don't fret, Grania. With Flaherty beside them, I'm sure everything will be all right. Now you're supposed to be at lessons.
Slán, Flaherty.
Slán.
Come on, Madra.
But the feeling that the dream was real still wouldn't leave me. Later, as I went to bed, I heard my mother and father talking.
Grania told you about her vision. She has a wild imagination.
It's just a dream, nothing to worry about.
Still, the druid. It wouldn't hurt to leave your voyage off for a few weeks, just in case.
I can't.
Why not? The seas are calm at this time of year. A few weeks won't matter.
There are reports from the village.
Of what?
Crops are failing. We haven't said anything to the tribe in case there's a panic, but we will need to soon. If we wait and tell people once we've stocked up the storehouses with enough for the winter from the trading voyage, then people will feel safe. It won't matter so much that the crops failed.
Promise me you'll be careful.
That night, Machree, my dreams were nightmares.
Grania. Grania.
Druid?
Yes, my child. It's me. I found a way back. I have a lot to tell you and not much time, so please listen this time. No interruptions, you hear me?
I'm listening.
Your life and that of the people depends on it. Trust me, Grania. You were the only one who could save them. Once, a long time ago, the Tuatha De Danann left a magical treasure on this land. You called it the Cauldron of Dagda.
The Quirra on Chic. I remember the story. A cauldron that would keep producing food so no one would go hungry. But it was a myth. A tale for children.
All legends start with a grain of truth in them, Grania. The cauldron exists. It has been here for centuries now. Deep within the forest, controlling the balance that lies in these lands. Making sure that the crops grow and the seas are rich with fish. It is very powerful. A magic capable of great good. Or evil in the wrong hands. I keep a small part of it with me. Here, take this.
Your necklace? It's beautiful, but...
It is a piece of the cauldron. It will guide you to the rest. A pirate called Alday has stolen the Cauldron of Dagda from this land. Someone who knows the old ways is helping him, but I can't see who. Now you must find the cauldron, Grania. You hear me? Return it to our lands before the next full moon.
Why me?
Well, because you are the only one that I trust. I don't know who helped Alday or why, but your heart is pure, little one, and you're brave. I knew that as soon as you and that old Flaherty came to my forest. Do you think I let everybody see me?
But...
Your destiny and that of this land are linked. You must return the cauldron to the forest by the time of the full moon, or else all is lost, child. You hear me? It will be dangerous, little one, if you fail. All will be lost.
Druid.
Lost. You hear me?
I don't want to.
Lost.
Druid?
Did you, Granny Grania? Did you find the cauldron and bring it back?
Machree, that is a tale for another day.
The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 2. Grania and the Cauldron of Dagda, by Triona Campbell. Episode 2.
What happened next, Granny Grania? Did you find the cauldron? Did the druid help you find the pirate?
So many questions, Machree.
Granny, you said you'd tell me.
And I will, my child. Now settle in.
All right.
Where did I leave off? Ah, yes. The druid had sent me a dream, a vision about the cauldron of Dagda. An ancient magic that ensured our land would always have enough food for our tribe. According to the legend, with it gone, the nets would become empty, the crops would fail. Tales that it turned out were all too true.
It wasn't just a dream, Flaherty. It was real.
People have dreams that seem real all the time. You were just tired, Grania.
So how do you explain this, then?
It's a necklace with a metal fragment on it.
In my dream, the druid gave it to me.
It doesn't look particularly magical, Grania. Are you sure it isn't just an old necklace that was lost? That you found on the floor of your room?
Why won't you believe me?
Put them up over there, look.
How's the catch today, Sean?
Huh? Flaherty, Grania. No luck again today. It's like the fish have all disappeared.
What do you mean?
3 days in a row and not a fish to be caught.
It's probably just a storm further out at seas. I'm sure tomorrow the fish will be back.
I hope so. Been at sea all my life and I've never seen anything like this. Hopefully. Tomorrow will be better. Otherwise, we'll all be relying on the harvest for winter. Hi.
Believe me now.
It's just a coincidence, Grania. Nothing more.
Fine. If you won't believe me, I'll find someone who will. Come on, Madra.
Grania.
Parnsho.
Grania, wait.
Donal, count the hides as they get loaded, and the wool. We need to pack the cargo area tight on the boats.
Aye, Father. Seamus, will you look after the second boat? And I'll start in the first one.
Oh, good man yourself. And listen to me. Later on, I'll show you the route on me map. What do you think of that?
It was a fair wind that blew you into us in Galway, Seamus. With the reports from the other traders, I feel safer with you on board.
I know these waters like the back of my hand, Chief. Now, with all day roaming them, isn't it better to be safe now than sorry, huh? I'll make sure we steer a safe course. I'll tell you now, wasn't it fate that we met?
I believe we make our own luck, Seamus. But I'm glad I have you on board. We can't afford to lose this cargo. Donal, oversee these men. I have to check and see if there's anything else we can take from the storehouse.
Dad!
Grania, what brings you down here?
Who's Alday?
Nothing for you to worry about. Old Seamus here used to live out in Galicia. And he'll make sure we avoid the waters he sails in. A harmless pirate, we'll outsmart like we always do. Where did you get that necklace, Grania? It's glowing.
It's what?
It must be the sunlight. Let's step away from the harbour, Grania. I don't want the men being spooked by a bit of sea sparkle this close to us leaving.
The druid said that it would lead me to the cauldron. Dad, I need you to bring me with you.
What? Is this about the dream? Your mother mentioned it, Grania, and there's nothing to worry about.
If there's nothing to worry about, then take me with you. Donal and Flaherty are both going.
We've been through this before, Grania. You're a good sailor, but the open sea is no place for any woman, much less my daughter. I need you to stay here while I'm away.
You said it yourself, Dad. I'm a good sailor. Why won't you?
You know why. Because I have a crew to think about, Grania. The men won't sail with a woman.
But Dad...
But Dad, nothing. I need you to take care of your mother, Grania. Don't push me on this, or there will be consequences.
Dad!
Enough! You will do as you're told, Grania. I don't have time for this.
We're on our own, Madra. But I'm not giving up. That man mentioned Alday, and the necklace glowed as soon as I asked to go on the boat. We have no time to lose. Flaherty, I need to talk to you.
Finally. I've been looking everywhere for you. Look, I'm sorry about what happened on the beach.
It doesn't matter. I need your help.
With what?
I need to get on one of my dad's boats.
No way.
Hear me out. The druid said...
This is still about that stupid dream.
Flaherty!
No, Grania. You've dragged me into every one of your crazy adventures since we were little. Enough is enough. Don't you get it? My parents asked for this. I asked for this. This voyage is the start of something for me. A career. If I do what you ask, your father will send me away. Is that what you want?
No, I didn't...
Think. Please. I need this, Grania. I was looking for you because the tides have changed. We are leaving sooner than we thought. Tonight. I came to say goodbye. Can't you be happy for me?
Flaherty.
I'll see you when I get back.
Flaherty. Well, I think we can agree that didn't go well, Madra. Tarnshaw, we have one more shot. I'm not giving up yet.
So let me get this straight. A druid visited you and told you that an ancient treasure was stolen from the forest and that we have until the full moon to return it. Otherwise we face famine and death. Did I get that right?
Look, I know it sounds...
Mad.
Slightly improbable, but...
You're sure it's true?
Yes.
Then I believe you.
You do?
Of course I do. I've known you all your life, Grania. I'm always going to believe in you.
So you'll help me?
I will.
You will help me get on one of the boats?
No.
But you just said...
That I believe you. Yes, that I'd help you. Always. But you're still my little sister. You're not going on that boat, Grania.
Then...
Flaherty and I will handle this, Grania. We'll search for Aldea on our way back from Lisbon. We'll find the cauldron. Bring it home. You're not risking your life. I won't let you.
The druid said... You can't stop me, Donal. I'll find a way.
That part, I know. I'm sorry about this.
Donal!
I'm sorry, Grania.
Donal!
But I know you too well. I'll leave the key with someone in the harbour. They'll release you as soon as the boat sails.
Let me out!
Sorry, Grania. But this time you have to trust me.
Donal! Oh, Madra. What do we do now?
How did you get out, Granny Grania? Did Donal come back? Did he sail away without you?
From Donal's window, I could see the boats in the harbour and the rest of the village lining up on the pier to wave them off. I was trapped. No way out. Unless...
How did you escape?
Ah, Machri. That is a story for next time.
The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 2. Grania and the Cauldron of Dagda, by Triona Campbell. Episode 3.
What happened next, Granny Grania?
Machri, let me think. I had tried to get Flaherty to help, then my father, and finally my brother Donal. Of the three, only Donal had believed me when I told him about the vision the druid sent and the mission he gave me. Find the pirate Alde and return the ancient treasure he stole, the Cauldron of Dagda. The magic that kept the balance in our lands. Without it, our people would starve by the winter. Worse, the cauldron could also be used as a weapon by one who knew the ancient ways. My only hope was to sneak on board one of my father's boats to search for the pirate who stole it. But my idiot brother Donal had trapped me inside a locked room in the castle. Below in the harbour, the ships were preparing to set sail. Things were not looking good.
What did you do, Granny?
What you must always do, Machri, when the odds are against you. You think, and then you find a way.
Nis Irda, Madra. We need to be a lot louder than that if we're going to attract any attention. Hello? Can anyone hear me? I'm stuck in here. Hello? It's no use, Madra. Everyone in the castle is down at the harbour to wave them off. We're trapped here. Unless... I could try signalling from here using a candle. No use. No one's looking up. They're all loading the supplies. There has to be a way. Think. The chimney is too narrow. The door too heavy. That just leaves... no other way. I need to use the bedsheets as a rope. Don't worry, girl. You'll be safe here. I have to do this, Madra. No other choice. I need you to stay here. To look after my mother. Please, Madra. Here. Make sure she gets this note after I'm gone. Don't look down. See? It's not so bad. The ledge runs from Donal's window to mine. I just need to tie this around me. See you soon, Madra. I promise I'll be back. Don't look down. Don't look down. I can't look down. Now for the disguise. What should I do? Now I look just like a boy.
Hey, you there. We need to load the lads with the fresh provisions and the animal hides. Make yourself useful.
Everyone aboard now. All aboard. Young Flaherty, you're with me. Good man yourself.
You locked Grania in your room.
I had to. She's so stubborn. I knew if I didn't, she'd try and sneak out onto one of the boats. Here's the key.
Next time, come to me before imprisoning your sister, Donal. That type of thing never works.
I just wanted to protect her.
Grania is like the ship you're about to sail on. Safer in the harbour, but that's not where the ship's meant to be. Just stay safe, Donal. Look after your father.
Aye.
Anything I should be worried about?
Nothing. Just look after each other.
All aboard!
You there. Make up your mind. Pick up that last pack of hides and get into the rowboat if you're coming, boy.
Aye, Captain.
Nervous, boy. Are you? First time at sea, is it?
You could say that.
Nothing to worry about. You'll get the hang of it.
I hope so.
I really hope so.
May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall softly on your fields. And until we meet again, may you keep safe in the gentle, loving arms of God.
You got on a boat disguised as a boy?
Aye, child. I was so scared. My first time away from home, and I needed to pretend to be a boy to do so. Worse, while old Seamus hadn't recognised me, I was sure that Flaherty, Donal, or my father would.
What did you do? Did you hide?
Luck was with me. Old Seamus was on the second ship. Donal and my father were on the first.
And Flaherty?
Unfortunately, he was on the same boat. So, it became a matter of time until...
We're doing good. We're making great time.
How long till we reach Lisbon?
Another 3 days if the winds hold.
And how long till we clear the pirates around Galicia?
Well, that's another matter altogether. Now you leave that up to me. You hear me? Your family will be very proud of you.
It means a lot to them. But who is that? Grania?
What?
Nothing. I just thought I... Can I check the provisions below for a moment? It's my turn to prepare the food.
Tread carefully, mind how you go.
Grania, mind telling me what you're doing here?
Same as you. Sailing to Lisbon, just hoping we find a pirate along the way.
Are you crazy? What if your father finds out?
Finds out what exactly? Sorry, boy. I saw you were a bit jumpy, so I followed you.
Thanks, Flaherty.
This is my fault. I'm not the one who stowed away on a ship.
A stowaway, is it? Well, then bring them up and let's signal the chief in the next boat and see what he wants to do.
Great.
Seamus?
The chief himself. Welcome aboard.
Well, we got your signal. I'm here now and we are losing time, so let's get on with it. What happened?
Young Flaherty here. He's found a stowaway.
Did he now? Well, let's see this lad.
Dad?
Grania. You should have told me. Really, Flaherty? I trusted you. I thought you were ready. You should have come to me. I'm disappointed in both of you. Down below now. You as well, Flaherty. You both have a lot of explaining to do. Well?
I needed to be here. To find the pirate all day and the cauldron.
This. Again. And you helped her, didn't you?
No. Flaherty didn't help me. I did this by myself.
I find it very hard to believe that you did all this by yourself, Grania. And you're here.
I can explain.
No, Grania. I told you before. You were warned that this time, if you defied me, there would be consequences.
Dad!
Chief.
Give the order. Turn the boat around. They're going home.
No, please. Dad, no.
I didn't know. I swear, my chief, I had nothing to do with this. I didn't know what Grania was doing. I would have tried to talk her out of it. I swear. Please, this apprenticeship. Having a place on your crew. It means everything to my family. I would never put that at risk. Please.
Flaherty, I'm so sorry. I'll talk to him.
I thought we were friends. He won't believe you, Grania. You know why? Because he doesn't believe that you would keep something like this from the person who is supposed to be your best friend. I don't blame him either. I can't understand any of this. I guess it means I was wrong. We aren't friends. Not anymore.
Did you have to return home, Granny Grania? What about the pirate? And the cauldron?
I'd never seen my father so angry, Machree. At that moment... It seemed like my quest was over before it had even begun. But fate had other plans.
What happened?
Machree, that is a story for another time.
The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 2. Grania and the Cauldron of Dagda. By Triona Campbell. Episode 4.
Now, where was I?
You were on the ocean, Granny. You were hidden on one of the boats. You were trying to find the cauldron and the pirates. But your dad wanted Donald to bring you home.
I remember. I was so frightened. Afraid that I had failed before I had even begun. I'd never seen my father or Flaherty so angry. But I felt I had to do it. That our tribe needed the cauldron to be returned or we would starve. This was the only way. I did what I thought was right. And now there would be consequences.
Did your father send you home? Was it awful?
Well, child, let me tell you what happened next.
Seamus, turn this boat around. Donald, you will take it back with these two.
But the cargo?
You and I will go ahead on the other ship.
Dad! Please!
I warned you, Gráinne. There are consequences.
Are you sure? Because maybe she...
Enough! I've given the order.
I hear what you're saying. Your order. I mean, of course, I would obey it, but look at the sails. The wind has changed. Even if we were to try and turn around now, well, we'd just be battling against it, and the current pushes us forward. Chief, I understand your anger. I know how you feel. I apologize for letting the child sneak on board, but trust me, I can find enough jobs on this boat to make them both regret defying you. Once we land in Lisbon, I can tell you, they'll be truly sorry for what they've done. If we could turn back, we would, you know. But the wind now, it's against us.
A vessel alone in the water might prove a tempting prize for pirates.
True. Safety in numbers, my chief.
Oh, I will do whatever you wish. But what the men say is true. These waters are dangerous. It is better for us all to clear them as fast as possible.
Fine. We go forward. But the wind changing has not saved you, Gráinne. And Flaherty, I expected more from you. When we arrive back, you will be returning to your clan. I will not have people I can't trust as members of my court.
Dad, I did this on my own.
I'm returning to the other ship, Gráinne. I don't want to hear another word from either of you. Seamus, I want to speak with you privately.
Yes, my chief.
Mind them both for me. Make sure they don't come to any harm.
Oh, but of course.
Dad, please. He's never going to trust me again, is he?
He's not the only one, Gráinne.
You can start there.
The whole deck.
Count yourself lucky, Flaherty. Bringing a girl onto a boat. It's bad luck. An ill omen.
I didn't... Oh, what's the point?
I'm sorry, Flaherty. I tried to tell them.
Don't. Just don't speak to me.
You're my best friend, Flaherty. How long are you going to stay angry at me?
We were friends, Gráinne. Past tense. Friends don't do this to each other. Besides, as soon as we get back, I'm being sent away, remember? So you don't need to worry about me again.
I'm sorry, Flaherty. I had to. The druid said...
Here's your bucket. I'll start over there on the other side of the deck.
Flaherty.
Not like that. Like this. Not bad for a girl.
Thanks.
You remind me of my little one.
Thank you.
Girl, you're up early.
It's Gráinne. I was looking at the knots you use on the sail.
Here, let me show you. See, it's a bowline knot. Under pressure, it tightens. Because it ends in a loop, you can use it to fix it to the post or tie two lines together. Make a loop here and run the end of the line back through.
Then run this part back.
And pull it tight. See? You got it. You're a quick learner, Gráinne.
Thanks. When did you learn how to do that?
On my first trip. I must have been about 10. My dad was a sailor before me. And his before that.
Don't you miss the land?
No, Gráinne. The sea is my home. The water feels more real to me than the land now. The wind blows all my troubles away. Out here, life is simple. The land is always more complicated.
I know what you mean.
I need you to mend some of the sails. If you want, I can show you how.
Yes, please. How did these get torn?
At this time of the year, we get seasonal storms. When they rage, they will tear anything in their path. Ships, sails, sailors. When that happens, the only thing you can do is to tie yourself to something solid and try and ride it out. I see young Flaherty still isn't talking to you.
I've never seen him this angry.
Give him time.
If he's a true friend, he'll come around.
Captain!
It's a storm. Take down the sails.
Over here! We need to take down the sails before the mast breaks.
The rope won't untie.
It won't untie if you pull. You need to undo this one first.
Over here.
Saved me. That thing was gonna fall on me.
One of the sailors told me about storms like this. We need to tie ourselves to something. Ride out the storm.
Oh, over here!
Take my hand.
Remember the knot from this morning?
Yes.
Use it. Tie yourself to something sturdy and stay below. We have this.
Are you okay?
Yes, thanks to you.
Flaherty, once my father is less angry, I'll explain everything to him. I didn't mean to get you in trouble, but I believe what the Druid told me. I had to do this.
Then, start from the beginning, Grania. We might be here for a while.
Friends?
Maybe. Now tell me about the cauldron.
Too much damage anyway.
Aye. Could have been a lot worse. Maybe having a girl on board brought us some good luck.
You survived your first storm, young ones.
The rest should be easy, right?
Flaherty, I wouldn't speak too soon.
What do you mean, Grania?
Look over there. Is that another ship?
Where? I can't...
It's a ship, all right.
Can we outrun it?
Not with the damage to the sails.
What's going on?
It's not just a ship. That's a pirate ship. And it's headed straight for us.
Were you okay? Did you outrun the other ship? Was it the pirate who took the cauldron, Granny?
It was the pirate all day, all right.
What happened next, Granny Grania?
That is a story for another night.
The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 2. Grania and the Cauldron of Dagda, by Triona Campbell. Episode 5.
Granny Grania, what happened next?
Now, let me see. The pirate Alde had stolen the Cauldron of Dagda from our lands. Our tribe was in trouble. The Druid had sent me on a mission to retrieve it before it was too late. He gave me a necklace made from a fragment of the cauldron to guide me. Then, as the pirate Alde and his crew began to board our ship, that necklace started to glow once more.
You, down below!
No! I'm not leaving!
Your father's crew will come for us.
They're already pulling alongside. Grania, Flaherty, go below, now!
The mast! If we climb up, we'll be safe. Below, we'll be caught. This way!
Don't let them get a foot forward!
It's so hot, it burns!
Grania?
Nothing. It's the necklace.
I see your father. And Donald.
Where?
Over there. Someone's creeping up behind him.
Not if I can help it. Dad! Ahur!
Grania, Donald, get her somewhere safe.
Did he hurt you, Dad?
This way. Now!
Enough! One more step and your chief gets it.
I should have swung that stick harder.
You hit hard enough for a boy. Now drop it.
Get them to safety.
One more step, Donald, and your chief gets it. Put down the weapons. Now!
Over here. More rope.
Not so hard. That's too tight.
What happens now?
It's my first time being captured as well, Grania. Don't worry, I'll figure something out.
He's looking for something. My guess is, if we give it to him, he'd let us go.
Along with our cargo.
Any fight you can walk away from is a win. Even if we lose the cargo.
Quiet!
I heard the first one say that we are sailing to their base. They want to unload us, and then search the ship for something.
Then we stay put. Wait till they try to unload us, and at the first opportunity, we make a run for it.
Aye, my chief.
Or we could just give him what he's looking for, and then I'm sure he'd...
There's nothing on board that could interest a man like Alde. This whole raid makes no sense.
Ouch!
Are you alright?
Nothing, just my necklace.
Don't worry, Grania. Your father has gotten us out of tougher spots than this before. Till then, we'll look after you.
Thanks.
Grania, look up. It's starting to get dark outside. The moon is rising over the water.
And it's almost a full moon.
You lot, up on deck.
Watch it.
Where do you think they're taking us?
To some dungeon. While they decide what to do with us.
Grania, stay close to Donal and Flaherty. Men, you were with me. As soon as we see a chance.
Welcome. You have something I want on one of your ships. As soon as I find it, you're free to go. Minus your cargo, of course. The faster I find it, the quicker you'll be released. The longer it takes, the more likely you'll be sitting in a cell, and I'll hold you all for ransom. I'm sure someone somewhere wants you back. At a price, of course. Now, who would like to tell me where I can find what I'm looking for? Anyone? Anyone? No takers? Well then, men, the cell it is.
This way. Move.
Except for two of you. I have need of some extra servants. You.
Me?
You look like you know your way around a kitchen, and you.
Me?
Yes, you. Move.
Come on, ladies, move it.
He's useless in a kitchen. Take me.
Did I ask you to speak? No. I want that boy. He looks like he won't be much trouble, and of course, having two of your crew with me means you won't be tempted to do anything stupid. Will you, O'Malley?
You!
Lock him up, now.
Move.
Please mind the child, Seamus.
Take them away. You two, with me.
Don't let them know who you are. We'll come for you. Promise. Just stay safe till then.
Shall we?
You can take this rope off now, Alde.
Oh, of course, of course.
That's better. Oh, that's better. Oh, my wrists are killing me.
Was this a necessary part of the plan, Druid? Landing me with a full crew to feed and guard?
Now look, you, listen to me. The fragment is there on the ship. I felt it. We need the cauldron to be at full power.
And you remembered the bargain we made?
Yes, Alde. I remember the bargain we made.
You...
Ah! I vouched you to one of your men. He gets it.
Curious. Why'd you pick the child, Alde?
I saw the way the others looked at him and guessed he must be related to the chief. Right now, I have a full crew to keep imprisoned thanks to you. So I needed a little leverage. Plus, the cook does need help in the kitchen.
You plotted against us? You betrayed us?
I am not heartless, child. But needs must. I have been waiting for this moment for a long time. There's a power that I plan to harness. Something on your boat is the key to unlocking that power. A fragment that I need to find. Now you listen to me. You'll be safe just as long as you obey the rules and don't do anything silly. You hear me? And I'll keep your secret, child. Just as long as you do as you're told.
A boy with secrets? Anything I should know?
Not for now. Time is running out. Send him to the kitchen. He won't be any trouble. And I'll meet you by the boat. He knows what'll happen to the rest if he gives us any trouble. Just move it.
Old Seamus betrayed you?
Yes. Hiding in plain sight. He was the evil force the druid warned me about. The one with the knowledge of the old ways, determined to take the power of the cauldron and turn it into something darker. Something only he could control. Power was what the druid Seamus sought. Revenge on those he imagined had wronged him. He hid among us, pretending to be something he was not. I had never realized it. Till then, as we walked up the path, my heart was sinking. Old Seamus, the evil druid, was right. Time was running out. The moon was becoming fuller with each night, and now, with the whole crew under guard, I was the only one left. I had to find a way to rescue them and find the cauldron. We needed to return it to our lands before it was too late for our people.
How, Granny? How did you save them? What happened next?
Ah, Machree. That is a story for another time.
The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 2. Gráinne and the Cauldron of Dagda, by Triona Campbell. Episode 6.
How did you escape, Granny? How did you save the others?
My heart was pounding, Machree. All the risks, sneaking on board the boat, the storm, the attack by the pirates, old Seamus revealing himself to be the evil the druid of Bohan had warned me about. All of it had led to this moment. And here I was, a prisoner on my way to Alde's kitchens, a pawn, a hostage to keep my father in line.
What did you do, Granny?
I thought of a plan. I waited for Alde and Seamus to leave. And then, when I was sent to fetch something from outside, I escaped. My necklace, the same fragment they were looking for, was hidden under my shirt. I snuck down to the cells where the others were being held.
Ahar? Stand back from the door. I'm going to remove the bar that's locking it. Ahar.
Gráinne.
Is everyone all right?
Yes. We were just worried about you and old Seamus.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about him. He was working with Alde all along.
What?
It's a long story.
One you can tell us later. For now, we need to get everyone out. Gráinne, where is Alde?
He and Seamus went to search the boats. But they won't find what they're looking for.
Why?
Because I have it.
Your necklace? It's glowing.
It's a fragment of the cauldron. It means that it must be near. We have to find it, Flaherty.
So, what's the plan?
We must bring the cauldron back with us when we escape. Ahar, it's important. I know you didn't believe me before.
Flaherty and Donal told me everything, Gráinne. I should have listened to you before. But I understand now. They will go with you. The men and I will go to the docks to reclaim what's ours. Meet us there. We have to leave this place.
Let's go. Stop. It's Seamus and Alde. Hide. In here.
What now, Druid?
I tell you what now, Alde. Now I go to the cellar. And I interrogate every single one of my old shipmates, because one of them must know more than he's letting on. Go find the boy. Bring him down. He'll be helpful if we want information from the chief.
Huh?
I told you before, the visions are never clear. They're never clear, do you hear me? All I saw was those two boats on the water, that place, this time, that's it. And if I was to be able to get there close enough, I could get the last piece. Without that, the cauldron is useless to me. Useless, do you hear me? It's useless. It has to be the whole thing. for me to access its power. Do you get it? It has to be the whole thing or nothing.
You never told me why the boy is so important.
I don't tell you everything all day. I don't have time to tell you everything. Just do it.
Now what?
We have to find the cauldron before they realize the men are no longer in the cells. Come on. It's in here. I know it.
Any ideas how we'll recognize it?
Well, 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 would you look who it is?
You can't stop us.
It's over, little one. Over. Now, which one of you three children did the Druid of Bowen trust the Fragment to?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, I'm not unreasonable. I knew from the start he would try and stop me. But children... Look, never mind. Give me the peace now, and I let you live. How does that sound?
No! Don't you understand? Our people need it. The crops are failing. The nets, they come back empty from the sea. If we don't return it, not all of them will survive the winter.
The crops? What crops? What about me, boy, huh? What about my needs? This power belongs to the old, not the new. It was always meant to be mine. You hear me? I'm not negotiating with a child. Now, time's up, boy. No more games. Just hand it over. Which one of you would like to find out how sharp this sword is?
Ah, no!
You can't, Grania.
I can, I...
How do I know you'll keep them safe if I give it to you?
Flaherty?
Please, trust me.
Always, but...
I have what you want, but you'll need to catch me.
Stop! Stop, you hear me? There's nowhere to hide. I'll find you, boy, and when I do, it'll be worse for you and your friends. I can tell you that much. When I find you, boy.
It's no use. It's locked. Dad's men have almost taken back the ship. We need to get out of here and find Flaherty. Grania? Grania!
It's in here. The cauldron. The fragment. I can feel it.
Grania, your necklace.
Help me move this chest.
It's smaller than I thought.
The piece wants to rejoin it. It fits. It is the cauldron of Dagda. You can almost feel the power.
We don't have time for this, Grania. Flaherty is in trouble. Seamus, or whoever he is, will get him. We have to act now, and we're still trapped in this room.
The power.
Grania, snap out of it. We have to save Flaherty and get out of here. Grania!
I have a plan.
This was not a good idea.
The trick is not to look down.
Yeah, easy for you to say. And you don't have a mystical treasure strapped to your back, throwing you off balance.
The ledge between our rooms was much longer, and higher up. Be thankful, this is a small one.
Never. Never again.
No!
I got you.
Yeah, you're right. Let's never do that again.
Now what?
Take the cauldron to the ship and get ready. I will find Flaherty.
I won't leave you.
No choice. Donal, we can't let Seamus get his hands on this. The power I felt, it's too strong. The things he could do with that cauldron, I understand now. It has to be returned to the forest. If I don't make it, you have to set sail without me. It can't be allowed to fall into Seamus's hands.
Grania, you just make sure you get to the docks.
Promise me.
No, I won't. The Druid told you it would take more than just you to succeed. Find Flaherty. Meet us at the docks, because there's no other way, Grania. We have to save all of us. You can't ask me to leave you behind.
Fine. I'll meet you. Now, where are you? Flaherty?
Stop struggling, boy.
If you let me go, I'll stop.
Not a chance. You tell me where the fragment is. Tell me! Where's the fragment? Tell me now!
The fragment is with the cauldron, Druid. And it's already moving away from here.
What? You? He trusted the fragment to a girl? That stupid old fool. Right, I'm taking both of you with me. The others will trade it for your lives. Wait, what's that behind you?
What?
Duck, Flaherty! Flaherty!
Let me go. And now that he isn't holding me, and the knife, how about we run? Together, right?
Always.
Nice trick with a stick. But it's not enough.
I didn't intend to defeat you. I just wanted to give Flaherty enough time to get away from your grasp. Run!
Oh. All day! All day! After them!
You go that way! Don't worry! They won't get far!
Others have the cauldron!
They overwhelmed my guards in the harbor!
Get after them, all day! We can't let them leave with it!
Where? Where's their boat?
What? Our boats are over there. Come on.
Yes, but if we sail out, there's nothing to stop them following us.
Unless we sabotage their ship and the others.
Exactly. We need to cut their sails. Otherwise, they can just come after us.
This way. You take that one. There. Will that do?
Let's go.
Vranya! Flaherty, they're coming behind you. Run!
Definitely. Time to leave.
Come on. This way, come on, lads.
Get up, Flaherty!
Leave me. Save yourself. They're almost here.
No! Now get up or I swear I'll...
Jump.
Ronya, you made it.
Hoist the mainsail. There's no time to waste.
I was so worried. I thought...
Donal, is it safe?
Yes, Gronya. The cauldron's safe.
Thank God. Flaherty, he twisted something in his foot.
Don't worry. I'll have a look at it.
Gronya, next time, do you think we could just do a simple voyage?
Ah! We'll get you! We're gonna come after you! Don't you worry! You better watch your backs! We will find you! We will find you!
We will find you!
You saved us! Without you, we'd still be trapped in that cell.
That she did. Now we do our part and bring them home. And when we get there, Gronya, things will change. I promise.
Aher.
But you will still be grounded.
So you made it out?
Yes. On the ship, I used the rigging to view the harbour as we sailed out. Old Seamus screaming from the docks, vowing revenge. His words so cold. But we were safe for now. All of us.
And the cauldron, the villagers.
Your grandfather sailed us home with the cauldron of Dagda so that Flaherty, Donal and I could bring it to the Druid. That adventure was at an end. The power I felt from the object was frightening. What it might do in the wrong hands. I helped the Druid hide it deep in the forest where it could never be found. Where it could slowly disappear in time. And as it became one with the land, the crops grew again. The sea gave us fish. We survived. No one any the wiser as to how close we had been to ruin and destruction.
And old Seamus? And the pirate?
Still out on the ocean, looking for revenge. But that, my child, is definitely a story for another time.
Did Flaherty have to leave?
My father let him stay. After everything that happened, my father's crew welcomed him and me to sail with them. Our lives started to change. I was finding my place in the world, just as you will too. My adventures on the ocean were only just beginning. But for now, little one, it's time for me to go.
Will you come again, Granny Grania, to tell me another story?
Machri, I'll always be with you for as long as you need me.
The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen Season 2 was produced by Roundstone Media for RTE Radio Junior. The series is funded by RTE Radio and the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.